Dog! Walking along the path behind the cabins, I followed the beam of my maglight as Henry took the smaller path to our right, both of us calling after the beast. The ground rose ahead. I saw no prints giving an indication as to where the monster could have gone. I knew the bear was to my right, but he'd chosen to not take a flashlight, even though I'd watched his hand slip to the small of his back and the glint of his bowie knife sparked in the moonlight as he disappeared. Stumbling, I'd caught my balance with a hand on a lodgepole pine. I stood there in the darkness, moving the beam in a sweeping motion. Unlike the Cheyenne Nation, stealth was not my strong suit. Dog had probably been distracted by a western cottontail or a chipmunk, and was out there now trying to find his way back. Then I thought about his actions earlier in the day, down at the Rosebud battlefield, and how he'd seemed almost possessed. Maybe the Crow medicine man was out there, somewhere in the darkness, giving Dog a good pet before sending him back to me. Funny how your attitude about spirituality could change when the chips were down. Pushing off, I started up the trail again, but now I found my hand on the holster at my side, thumbing off the leather strip that secured the large-frame Colt and drawing the 1911 from my holster. There was some noise up ahead where the trail opened a little before coming to the edge of what looked like a canyon, dropping off into the darkness. I thought about the story my new dispatcher had told in my office of chasing the elk before having it disappear into nothingness. I got to the edge of the drop-off and stood there, passing the beam over the canyon as far as it would reach. Dog! I listened, but there was no response, not a sound. Looking to my right, I saw where the canyon narrowed and got darker, where the sides of the rock cliffs wouldn't allow the moonlight access, remembering every aspect of the story Barrett Long had told back in my office about what had happened to him. It was going to be a steep climb, and I wondered why I was contemplating it in that there was no signs that it was the direction where Dog had gone. It was just a feeling. Reholstering my sidearm, I stooped and placed a hand against the canyon wall and began my descent, slipping more than stepping. The scree of rocks fell, bouncing off the side and skittering into the void below, and I was glad the canyon opening was more slanted than it was farther up, the drop only about 20 feet. Still, if I was able to land just right, I could kill myself. If I found that dog at the base of a tree looking up at a squirrel, I was going to strangle him. It was about then that my feet slipped from under me, and I fell backward, bouncing off the rocks and flipping forward into an outcropping before tumbling sideways and finally sliding to a stop in the rubble at the bottom. I lay there for a moment to catch my breath and then pushed up onto all fours, shaking my head. I stretched my jaw and felt it pop before reaching up and feeling the wet at the back of my head. I looked around and found the flashlight that I'd dropped, luckily still operating. I flashed the beam on my hand and was surprised by the amount of blood. I started to stand, but the effort caused me to fall backward again, and I felt as if I might black out, so I just sat there for a moment, getting my bearings. My hat was nearby, so I stretched out an arm to pick it up and gingerly placed it under my head. Every time I thought I was all right, though, I would find myself listing and would try to straighten up, only to feel like I was going to black out again. Finally giving up, I panned the flashlight to get an idea of my surroundings before carefully standing. There were a few stunted pines about chest height, obviously affected by the lack of sunlight in the canyon, but it was still strange being there among them like a giant in some magical, if undersized, forest. I scanned the base of the canyon walls, making sure Dog hadn't fallen too, but he was nowhere to be seen. Thinking I might have heard something from above, I aimed the flashlight, but there was nothing except the canyon edge. I hadn't moved for a moment, and then my left thumb did something I didn't tell it to do. Switched off the light. In the darkness, the canyon transformed, and I could see more than I would have thought possible. The moon must have moved in a perfect trajectory to an oblique angle, lighting a path up the canyon that would only last a short while. Slipping the maglite into the loop at my belt, I heard a breath of wind rustle the cottonwoods above the rim, the bare branches pulsing like veins as I quietly moved forward, aware that I was backlit in the canyon and making a pretty good target for anything else that was in there with me. There was something breathing in the darkness of the ravine. At least it sounded like breathing. the air gently pulling inward and then blowing back, almost as if the canyon itself was inhaling and exhaling. My head hurt, but I pulled my .45 from my holster and stood there.